Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed. In recent days, had the opportunity to sit down and talk at length with Jim Robb, the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. He says right now we're in transition and there's profitability on the horizon.
We're moving more heifers into the beef production system rather than the breeding herd side. We've also seen beef cow slaughter up dramatically year over year. So we're making this year is a key transition point in time. We're certainly moderating the rate of growth rather significantly compared to recent years. And at this pace, we get to January 1, 2019, and we'll probably have well less than 1% growth of the nation's beef cow herd. That's really very close to population growth. So, the supply side story is changing rather quickly. We look at the cyclical decision making that needs to be done by ranchers. We're looking at 2019 and 2020 probably for higher prices on calves and yearlings. And that's takes some planning now. That's not really that far away. So we'll be through kind of the cyclical lows and probably setting year-to-year price increases. And if the corn crop doesn't get real small or something hit us along the side of the head, we think calf prices in 2019 will start clearly moving higher year over year.
So profitability within the cow-calf sector, where do you see it?
Well, we're about break-even now on our cost structure on cash costs, including pasture rent. I think profitability will improve in 2019 for the cow-calf sector. And then we get to 2020, and we're probably looking, there's a lot of unknowns in the overall economy. But from a supply standpoint, we should be looking at higher prices and back to some profitability. Now, we had a pleasant surprise in 2017 in terms of, better profits than anticipated. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll be back to those levels in the next couple of years.
For that producer, what how do they best get their arms around where we are right now?
Well, I think, you kind of watch the big picture, but it's time to start planning in terms of, these breeding decisions. And if you're going to expand your herd or bring somebody into the operation, now is the time to start doing that because the cyclical changes are ahead. So how do you measure that? The couple keys right now is watching the corn crop. That looks like it's getting bigger in the Midwest, have a long ways to go. That can always throw a monkey wrench in this. But I think you kind of keep an eye on this heifer slaughter level, and that's really going to be the key. That's the foundation here that is adjusting rather quickly.
When we were back in that 2012, 2013, and we lost so many of our beef cows because of the drought, and we started repopulating, we did it at a higher genetic level than ever before, right?
Absolutely, both in terms of a lot of the maternal characteristics, but also in terms of the quality. We look at the quality grade flowing through the system, even with weights that are very similar to last year. The percentage of cattle grading choice in prime is up. And so, and that's really key to the demand side. So I think there's a lot of technology aspects. And one of the keys in cow-calf and stocker country is how to take advantage of that, maybe not being too early, but being recognizing that we're in a very dynamic time. And I think the technology front is going to be one of the things over the next 4 or 5 years that producers are going to be looking at a lot of opportunities, but also having to put a sharp pencil to the economics. And it's going to be an interesting time. And I think potentially a rewarding time in the cow-calf business.
Longtime director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, next up for Superior Livestock is their Big Sky Roundup, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, June 27th and 28th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana. You can see it on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Both days, the video auction will start at 9 a.m. Central Time, offering 47,000 head. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.